last December, President Obama signed an executive order setting up the National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations. The purpose of the council? To reestablish federal agency labor management groups designed to provide a place where managers and rank-and-file federal workers can sit down and discuss common problems. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis attended today's meeting of the FLMRC. Is that really what they call it? Oh, my goodness. Was held at the Office of Management and Budget. He joins us right here, right now, live with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris, three meetings into the effort, the main work of the National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations so far is in organizing itself. The council itself is led by Office of Personnel Management Director John Berry and Jeff Zients, the White House Chief Performance Officer. Members include the heads of the top federal worker unions, federal manager groups, and management representatives from key federal agencies. The goal, however, is to establish these labor management groups in each federal agency. The stated goal, to improve the delivery of government services. Agenda items for today's meeting included a working group report on how to create labor management forums in agencies where unions don't represent all of the workers in an agency, also accepting implementation plans for these labor management groups. Now, it's all very much a work in progress right now, and OPM Director John Berry told me afterwards that's fine by him.
You know, we've resolved some what could have been sticky issues. And in fact, the working groups have brought both from management and employees a spirit of cooperation that we've resolved. So today we made significant forward progress on two that were sticky issues the last meeting. One of the remaining sticky issues, B-1 bargaining pilots, we've created a working group and we've got great progress. I think that working group will come back, my hope is, just like the previous ones, with some great solutions on how we move forward. So I think, Max, I am in a very comfortable place. This is solid progress. It's one the president will be very pleased with, and I think the American public will be pleased that we're getting this airborne, and it's going to, with its ultimate objective of improving service to the public.
Darrell Perkinson is immediate past president of the Federal Managers Association. He says he's heartened by the progress the council made in ironing out its organizational challenges.
Getting the government to go forward with the agencies we have approved, it's very encouraging that we still only have three agencies that are really sitting out there and trying to get started with the forum process. I'm very impressed with us coming together in an orderly fashion and having open discussions on different issues going on. It's going to be interesting to see what the work group comes out with the permissive bargaining, the B-1 issues, and the recommendations next month when we meet and come back together. On the metric side, you heard at the end of the meeting today, we've got some work to go, but I kind of agree with some of my fellow council members that when it comes to metrics, We probably need to see what direction we want to go, and I think the customer satisfaction aspect of it was very important, and that the true goal of what we're trying to do here is we want to make sure that we as agencies are meeting the need of the American public.
Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. She remembers the old labor management councils from the days of the Clinton administration and says she understands that today's group will need a little bit of time and work to get its feet on the ground.
It has been 9 years since agencies and labor were engaged in this kind of a relationship with the support of the White House. And so for many, it's beginning all over again. So we have to start a new process. And you're talking about a cross-government. Surely a lot of these questions do not, as you've heard, have a one-size-fits-all. And I think many agencies are looking for guidance from this council. So it's important that we make the time to, to address those issues in the hopes of giving some guidance so that then they can develop what really makes sense for them at their agency level.
Right. Now, do you think since 9 years has passed, since the last time something like this was done in any of the federal agencies, do you think there's sort of a pent-up demand for this kind of a place where these kinds of things can be discussed?
I think there is, and I think probably people would describe it differently, depending on how long you've been with the government and what your position is with the government. But I think everyone sees the value of all the parties working together and getting the voices of frontline employees into these conversations about making sure the mission of the agency is not only being met, but is being met in the most efficient way possible, and tapping into the ideas that frontline employees have about the way to do the agency work. So I think most would say this is long overdue and a really good thing. The problem is, with the 9 years that have passed, there are many who never worked in this environment before. Either they haven't been with the government that long or they were in a different position. So many managers have never worked in a collaborative environment and never been recognized and rewarded for doing so. And many union leaders have never worked in a collaborative environment if they've become a union leader in the last 9 years. So there's a lot of learning, a lot of building of trust, a lot of building those relationships that are going to allow us to roll up our sleeves and really deal with the issues that matter to employees and that matter to agencies and that matter to taxpayers.
And it'll be interesting, Chris, to see what happens between now and Monday, June 7th, which will be the next meeting of the this council. Once again, this is sort of the umbrella group over the individual councils that are being set up at each of the individual federal agencies.
And just to remind us, the goal of these groups is to essentially create a framework where management and frontline folks can resolve problems or avoid problems. What's the be all and end all goal of this?
Basically, to create a place and a regular maybe time of the year, a month, whatever each one of the groups decides, where they can periodically sit down and talk about all of the issues that have to do with running the agency. Say you've got a problem with copying machines, and it's a systematic problem all throughout an agency. Well, this would be the opportunity for the management of the agency and also the frontline federal workers to sit down and say, well, we've got this problem. Yeah. Running around all through the company and all of these network copying machines. And how are we going to sit down and resolve this?
So to fix problems.
To fix problems, yeah. And also to become aware of problems before they become problems in some cases.
Right.